All right, it is 2 o'clock on June 24th. My name is Craig West. I am the chair of the Echo Canyon Preliminary Municipality Board. I'd like to welcome everybody for this board meeting. We've got some agenda items that we're going to cover today. Just wanted to make sure that it's noted on the record that we have a full board and to welcome Melody McCandless from Grand County, who has been appointed by Grand County as a board member. So we're grateful that she was able to make this meeting happen. Jay Springer, Thomas Gottlieb, and who else do we have here? I'm looking at the list.
Brent Arnold.
Trent Arnold and Jonathan Hoffman. So I think we've got everybody. Let's see. Any board reports to be brought up? Let's acknowledge, obviously, I already welcomed Melody aboard. Is there anything else, Jay, that we need to? Melody, do you want to say anything, I guess, before we move to the action items?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I just unpause in case you ask me anything.
Awesome. Really do appreciate the time. Jay, anything else that we need to go? Any other action items or updates?
I did want to also just introduce Jacob Clark. He wasn't able to attend in person for that first meeting, but he is the recorder. We have been using and suggest going forward, we continue using the city attorney email for those kinds of those kinds. That was what was set up, but for sending in the conflict of interest statements, the oaths of office, those kinds of record keeping things that we need to make sure that we have on file. I want to make sure that all the board members are aware to use that for that purpose, and we've made sure that he has access to that, so that we can be archiving and getting those records where they need to be. Other than that, I believe there may have been there were some open action items from the first meeting. I don't know who was taking lead on working with the treasurer, but if there were any updates on bank accounts, now would be the time to say that. But that's all I have.
Okay, I think,
Craig, this is Trent. Just updating, there's a number of things that were open from last time that we're continuing to make progress on. No substantive updates other than with the bank setup that we've instructed the appointed treasurer to work with Chase to set up accounts for the municipality. And those should be in process. Those are in process and should be completed within a month.
Okay.
No other updates.
Tom or Jonathan, any updates on your ends?
This is Tom speaking. I have no updates to report or share with the board.
No
Jonathan.
updates from Jonathan Hoffman.
Okay. And since Melody just got appointed, she hasn't been assigned anything, so I'm assuming there's no updates there. So appreciate that. Let's move on to, it looks like, discussion item number 3. Jay, you want to take it from here?
Yeah, so the at the first meeting we had discussed going through the engineer an appointment, and what we looked at is for small communities in Utah, that is established by ordinance. So we went through and made sure that we had that in place. I will throw it up on the screen momentarily, and you all have copies of this in the packet that you were sent earlier today. Just get up. So 3A is computer will cooperate. Okay, so that is this. So again, using the same naming convention that we had is the Preliminary Canyon or Echo Canyon Preliminary Municipality Board. This is establishing the office of the municipal engineer and appointing Horrocks as the engineer. This generally just establishes kind of the scope of what that the those responsibilities are and appoints the initial document, or the initial engineer. And this is in the ordinance format, so it would go through, and then we would post the whole document on the public notice website once it's approved. So with that, if there are questions, I'm happy to answer them. And other than that, I think you're ready for a motion or discussion.
Now this was circulated. I've had a chance to review it. I'm grateful that Horrocks is able to kind of they understand the area. They've been an engineer in this county for a lot of years, so I think it was good to bring them in because they've got kind of historical information and they kind of know how the intricacies of how to work within this landscape and that. So I've reviewed it. I feel comfortable with it. Are there any other questions or discussion items from any of the board members?
No, this is Trent. I've reviewed it as well. I think it's a great idea that we retain the same group that does the county's work for consistency between the municipality and the county.
All right, if there's no other questions or comments, I'll make the motion. Or so moved. Is there something, Jay, that I should be reading on this one, or does somebody else
No,
want?
you can do either a roll call vote or if you just do a vote, then we'll just confirm that it was unanimous if there were no dissent.
Okay. So I will so basically we're going to make a motion to adopt this as listed in the packet under 3A ordinance number 2025-0- the open approving engagement and appointment of a municipal engineer with no further discussion items. I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 That vote is unanimous. All
Jay,
right.
I will go on the record as seconding that. I'm not sure if we needed a second.
Yes.
Yes, thank you for confirming.
All right. Let's move to point number four.
Okay, so I want to make a little bit of a discussion on this. There are th this is The broad adoption of the land use ordinances, they're broken down into five documents, actually, six if you count the definitions. But we just identified for in the meeting on the 12th, the board identified and directed the Planning Commission to look at these items and broadly categorize them in this way: Building Code, Fire Protection Code, Excavation and Grading, Subdivision, and Land Use. Though that public hearing was yesterday, there was public comment. There were comments from the planning commissioners, and we also received some staff level comments from those drafts. Because we've gone through them at length, and that full packet was sent out to the full board when it was released. And so I really want to focus on the high level and then the changes from what was presented yesterday based on that feedback that we've received. So the
So Jay,
only
I was about to say I reviewed the packet originally. I also watched the Planning Commission meeting yesterday. I heard the different opinions that were expressed both from the planning and zoning folks as well as from the public. So I've heard, I understand kind of what concerns are there. What are the differences that you want to highlight from what we've seen versus what you just mentioned?
Yeah. So the what I will say is that the only two documents that were changed were the what we're calling chapter tw or Title 12, which is the land use ordinance, and Title 10, which is the subdivision ordinance. In the land use ordinance, there was a an inconsistency identified in the not under the land uses, but in how these site standards were identified. There were some typos that these were supposed to be 60 feet, not 70. And I went back to my notes and verified that that was the case. Other comments were considered, but staff is not recommending changes from the draft that was already circulated in this document. In the subdivision code, there were a couple of other comments, and that is at the end of this packet. So this is what we're looking at on the screen is the version that was presented yesterday to the Planning Commission. And let me pull up the notes on the additional.
And from my recollection of watching the meeting, that was unanimously forwarded to us, approved to be.
It was that, yes, the Planning Commission, after receiving public comment, made a positive recommendation as is, but did note just noted some of the comments. Staff is recommending some clarifications based on that, as well as some staff level comments, including in the subdivision ordinance, clarifying that the cul-de-sac reference to 50 feet is for the right of way, which is here in subsection is 10.01.035b15, to clarify that this is a 50-foot right of way, so it's not requiring a 50-foot pavement. The content of the plat, one item was missing, and that was just identifying existing easements. So that is added into the latest draft. And then we also reduced, there was a bonding requirement for public landscaping, if applicable, which often there won't be, but that was stated at 125% of the estimated costs, and we reduced that down to match statute at 100%. So that was just a legal correction. And there was also in the Administrative Land Use Authority, in the review of subdivision plats, there are components called subdivision improvement plans, and we removed a phrase in there that created some ambiguity about when that review starts in subsection C down in oh one oh sorry it was up one apologies in this subsection C, we wanted to remove during subdivision plan approval stage and just say at any time prior to beginning the review cycles. This is a state law update for all residential subdivisions. We're just doing them consistently for all subdivisions rather than trying to differentiate. Those were the basics of what was those were the only substantive type changes. Anything else that was changed between yesterday and today in the published versions was purely administrative or cosmetic numbering, formatting to make it cleaner and easier to read.
Very good. So let me clarify on this. Is there an action item on this? Obviously, before we get to that, are there any discussion points that anybody wants to make or ask questions of Jay?
I did want to before we get to a motion or vote, I wanted to bring up the actual ordinance, which isn't presented to the Planning Commission, but it is part of this. And that is this document. This is the adopting ordinance. So the code that you've been looking at is what was reviewed by the Planning Commission. This is just that, again, the same type of format. So to comply with getting it posted, this is what you would actually be voting on, is this ordinance number adopting the land use codes as identified in this document. And then those would go be finalized and be posted to the public notice website to be effective.
So, any questions, further discussions on that, Tom, Trent, Melody, or Jonathan?
No, this is Trent. Jay, thank you for walking everyone through the substantive changes. I also went through and looked at the staff edits and corrections, and you're correct in that they are formatting and numbering. Everything I saw is now correct. No other comments.
Tom Gottlieb, I'm pleased that we have a very experienced and thoughtful planning commission that we're able to identify these things, so I'm supportive of all the changes.
All right, any other comments? All right, do we have a motion?
I make a motion that the board approve ordinance number 2025-0.
Yeah, we're leaving, to be clear, we're leaving those blank so they just get numbered in sequence as they're approved. So that would be
Okay, so
one would end up
how should I
five.
reflect the ordinance? We're good on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Looking for a second.
This is Trent. I second the motion.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. Without any further comments or questions, let's call for a vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 Sounds like that was a unanimous passing of that ordinance.
Okay. One item. So next is five potential closed session. So I did want to flag just so everybody's familiar with how that works. I'm not aware of any need for one at this point, but if there ever is one, as a public body, we do have an obligation to record all meetings, including closed sessions. But where we do hybrid meetings or we have people in one room and Zoom on another, typically what I would recommend is there's some coordination ahead of time. So if we anticipate a need, we want to have that coordinated ahead of time so that we can go to that meeting and then come back to this meeting. That would then be, you have to have a motion to go in, a motion to come out, and then a motion to adjourn. You don't just close the public meeting and then come back and then leave after the close. You have to come back and then adjourn. So just a logistical item to make sure that we're coordinating on that ahead of time as needed. And then we have a six is other business as needed. This is where if we know when the next meeting is going to be, or if we have anything that came up after the board member reports that anybody wants to bring up, this is kind of that opportunity.
Yeah, so I'll officially ask, is there anything that needs to be brought up or any questions that have been raised that we need to chat about? Otherwise, we'll move on, but we'll open it up. Anybody have anything?
This is Tom Gottlieb. I have nothing to add. No additional business.
Trent, no additional business.
All right, I'll take the no additional comments from Jonathan and Melody. Melody, I saw you unmuted. Did you have anything?
No, just no additional comments.
Awesome. Jonathan, how are you?
Nothing for me. Thank you.
Okay. So with nothing else on the list, and I don't believe we have a next date for next meeting. I think we'll have to, kind of get through some of these logistics as there's just a mountain of, as we're finding out, of process to go through. So we'll probably be doing these, for the next several months to kind of get through all of this logistical work. So appreciate everybody's time and appreciate the public coming to listen to this. I know this is not the most exciting things, but it is part of the process. So with that, I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
This is Trent, I'll second that. Got them.
I'll let Trent go ahead and second it.
It's Trent, I'll second the motion.
All right, we've got the motion and we've got a second to adjourn. So I think we are done. Thanks, everybody.
I think we need to have a vote on the motion.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We do need to have a vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Thanks, Tom.
Yep.
Thanks.